Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Rosario Rivera was a revolutionary most of her life. Born out of wedlock in Lima, Peru, she grew up filled with anger over her poverty and hunger. Eventually, anger turned to hatred towards her mother, her teachers, and the system which had spawned her. At age 13, she had given up on school and was deeply involved reading Marx and Lenin. By 18, she was a militant revolutionary and a communist. In Cuba, she met the famed revolutionary Che Guevara and became his assistant. But upon his death, she became even more bitter and went back to her native Peru. She was there when another Latin revolutionary came to Peru. His name, Luis Palau. But Palau was a revolutionary of a different kind. His commitment was to his master Jesus Christ, not Marxism. Palau was speaking in the Bull Arena when Rosario decided she was going to kill him. She was enraged while listening to his radio program in Spanish and decided he would die. With a gun on her person, she went to the arena where he was speaking. Telling about the incident later, Palau said, "During my message, I spoke about the five hells of human existence: murder, robbery, deceit, hypocritical home, and hatred. Each sin I mentioned pricked Rosario's conscience, for she had committed them all, and only made her all the more determined to kill." Trying to maneuver into position to fire the fatal bullet, she came forward with 300 people to receive Christ as her personal Savior. A little old lady who was a counselor walked up to her and said, "Madam, can I help you receive Christ?" Rosario didn't know how to respond, so she hit the little old lady in the face and ran away. But as she tried to sleep that night, God kept taking the words of Palau's message and pushing her towards the cross with them. "Cursed is the one who trusts in man. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord." After a sleepless night, she fell to her knees and received Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. Palau said, "The Lord absolutely revolutionized this Marxist guerrilla. She's an amazing testimony to the transforming power of the Word of God." When her communist comrades came looking for her, she machine-gunned them with the gospel, as she put it. Rosario was a revolutionary, but her weapons are different. She said, "If my heart burned for the revolution in the past, then it burns even more now. And if I did a lot for the poor before, then I do more now." She tackled poverty, corruption in government, injustice in the system, the conditions of poor factory workers, and so forth, but did it with compassion. There are scores of people who, like Rosario, have switched allegiance and have begun to march to the beat of a different drummer, who now serves Jesus Christ with more fervency than she ever served the political revolution. So, how about you? With what cause do you identify? Living for yourself, one selfish day at a time? To know more about the transforming power of Jesus Christ, read the Gospel of John. As C.T. Studd wrote a century or so ago, "If Jesus Christ be God, then no sacrifice is too great for him." Whenever a person receives Christ, a revolution takes place, the kind that produces peace within and eliminates hatred and anger. The cure goes to the heart. That's the answer.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.